Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
Our main story at one, flooded out for Christmas.
Well, another problem that's arisen with this is people actually getting flooded out as well, which is quite traumatic this time of year for people.
Victims will spend tomorrow away from home. The Isle of Wight's had nearly a month's rainfall in 24 hours. Many are still without power and travel is still being disrupted. And there might be more on the way too.
In the locations that we've got flood warnings out at the moment, we are expecting property to flood there, so people should be taking action now.
We've all the latest on the island's Christmas Eve storm. Also on the programme, Isle of Wight Council is criticised for cutting schools adrift and volunteers cook a very special Christmas lunch.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the programme. This is the Isle of Wight Today with Chris Browning. And at 1 o'clock, the clean-up is underway after nearly a month's rain hit the Isle of Wight in a little more than 24 hours.
Hello, good morning. Who's that?
Hello, it's Rocky Giblins. I'm driving to work this morning, just coming out of Ventnor. Lower Gillscliff Road is blocked by a tree.
It's Barry from Rookley. The road that comes past Hunt's Fruit and Veg, there's a fallen tree, which is a private tree, so Island Roads cannot clear it at the moment. The only way you can get into Newport is via Chale, Tillerton, that way.
Oh, good morning. It's on at Northwood. Just wondering, have you any news on the electricity aid at Northwood?
No, I haven't been able to find out how far it extends to, but the only light I can see is way over sort of Porch Field way. Well, I think it went off in the middle of the night somewhere, and I know it was off at 4 o'clock.
Those were just a few of the calls that you made to us this morning. Emergency services attended more than 200 incidents overnight and this morning, and Island Roads received more than 450 calls reporting landslides and fallen trees. Flooding was also a big problem and victims are being rehomed for Christmas. Isle of Wight Council is helping people who've suffered severe flooding overnight. Earlier, Matt White spoke to Councillor John Gilby.
Island Roads have been all night. They've been on 24/7. I think they've had 450 phone calls last night relating to flooding, trees down and various bits and pieces. And I think from what I've heard this morning, there's about 2,000 sandbags were deployed last night, and they're trying to work now with other agencies, gas and water, to kind of put these services back in. And unfortunately as well, another problem that's arisen with this is people actually getting flooded out as well, which is quite traumatic this time of year for people. And I know from the point of the Isle of Wight Council, we are trying to rehouse those that obviously have had major flood damage as well.
Just going back to Island Roads, they've come in for a bit of stick over the course of the last few months, but over this last day or so, they've really come into their own, and the emergency response by Island Roads has been excellent, hasn't it?
It's been unbelievable. I mean, it's the cover that they've actually done. I mean, I've been speaking to guys on a regular basis because obviously I'm quite involved with the PFI contract anyway. And the dedication of staff. I mean, there was staff that weren't even supposed to be in yesterday. They actually came in on their days off, their holiday leave. And they were out all night. Some of the guys haven't actually had any breaks at all. They've been clearing roads, clearing drains, getting trees out of roads, and helping, like I said, partner agencies like Southern Electric, repairing pylons and stuff. I mean, it's quite incredible, and it's a big thank you, obviously, to Island Roads. I should think everybody would like to thank them as well on behalf of the council as well.
Indeed. So you're just saying that the council is now looking to rehome some people. Do you know how many, you know, if there's quite a number that are affected?
At the moment, we're not too sure on the exact figures, but there are a few, and it's obviously going to come to more as the day goes on if we actually find that there are more people that have got major issues regarding their houses and flooding. But that's obviously an ongoing point at the moment that we're actually still updating on.
Councillor John Gilby speaking to Isle of Wight Radio's Matt White. Well, as Councillor Gilby said there, this problem is still ongoing and there's more rain forecast for later today. The Environment Agency has issued a new flood warning for the area near the River Yar. Homeowners in Brading, Yarbridge, Sandown and Ryde are being advised to act now to protect their properties from rising water levels. The area is already saturated by the heavy overnight rain. We, of course, had almost a month's rainfall in 24 hours. Earlier, I spoke to Mike O'Neill from the Environment Agency, and he said we could see some more flooding this afternoon.
The problems that we
saw initially yesterday were surface water problems, so flooding of roads and flooding of property from surface water. And then as that all runs off into the rivers will rise fairly slowly, but all that water runs down into the rivers and they start rising. We've got a bit of a pinch point today around high tide between about an hour before 3 o'clock and an hour after or so. When the tide comes in, it means that no water can flow out anywhere. So that's the bit that we're really worried about, particularly around Ryde, Benbridge and Gurnard, and that's where we're expecting to see some more property flooding.
So if we get some more rain, how much warning will people have before the water's coming in over their thresholds?
Well, in the locations that we've got flood warnings out at the moment, we are expecting property to flood there, so people should be taking action now. Make a plan now on what you're going to do, and for those areas where we've got flood warnings out, act on it now. So you need to take action, as I mentioned, about sandbagging, moving valuables upstairs, turning off your power so that doesn't get in your gas, that doesn't get damaged, and really just have a think about what you need to do and act on it, because we are expecting to see flooding this afternoon.
Mike O'Neill there from the Environment Agency. Well, there's no longer a flood warning in place for the River Medina, but the one for the Eastern Yar is still in place. So Ryde, Benbridge, Gurnard, Yarbridge, Brading and Yavelland are included in that warning. If you go to our website, iwradio.co.uk, you'll find some advice from the Environment Agency for protecting your property from flooding. Well, staying with the weather for just a moment longer, travel is still being disrupted. Island Line trains are still off. The line at Ryde was severely flooded earlier today. Southern Vectis bus services are running, but with some diversions. Isle of Wight Council says that bin collections will continue as normal today, but some places are unreachable due to fallen trees. And Cross Solent Travel is running to time at the moment. Keep listening to Isle of Wight Radio this afternoon for all of the latest updates.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
6 minutes past one, you're listening to the Isle of Wight today. Many Isle of Wight schools have felt abandoned by the local authority. That's one of the findings of a report by Hampshire County Council, which has revealed draft plans to make improvements. Emma Philo reports.
Hampshire County Council, which is now responsible for schools improvement, has released its draft plan on how it intends to lift standards. But it also looks back at the reasons for the current situation. It's critical of the Isle of Wight Council for failing to take rapid or decisive action over poorly performing schools, adding that its use of data and information was so poor that it had no accurate sense of which schools were performing poorly or well, and in what ways. And it says rather than seeking to lead schools forward, the authority used schools' growing self-management as a chance to cut them adrift. Looking ahead, though, the report sets out a series of actions, which it says, if achieved, would place the island above the national average for 5 and 11-year-olds by September 2016 and at the national average for 16-year-olds. The Isle of Wight Council's Cabinet will study the improvement plan and agree further work at its January meeting.
Emma Philo reporting.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
Some national stories this lunchtime. University Hospitals Birmingham have suspended a surgeon following an allegation he branded his initials on a patient's liver. The letters were found by a colleague during a routine operation on the patient. There are fears hundreds of other transplant recipients could have had the same done to them. Stephen Douglas has more details.
What this surgeon is accused of is using something called argon gas, which is a gas used in operations. Now, it's normally used to seal things together, but the allegation in this case is it was used to brand this surgeon's initials into someone's liver.
And firefighters' leaders are to meet the government for talks just hours before another strike in the long-running row over pensions. Members of the Fire Brigades Union in England and Wales will walk out for 5 hours from 7 p.m, the latest in a series of stoppages.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
Finally for now, tomorrow the Salvation Army will open its doors for the third year running to host a Christmas Day for lonely, homeless and vulnerable islanders. Held at its Pyle Street HQ in Newport and staffed by volunteers, thanks to donations from local businesses, there's room for over 100 according to its organiser. Last year it was attended by people aged from their teens to their 90s. Corps Sergeant Major Roy Williams says if you know someone who'll benefit from the day, they're in for a treat.
The day starts at sort of 10:30 in the morning. We have a worship morning, obviously. You know, it's Jesus' birthday and we are first and foremost a church, and we believe this is what God wants us to do. And then the day progresses into sort of a coffee kind of coffee and tea. And then that leads to the dinner being on time by around 1 o'clock. And in the afternoon, we've got entertainment. We've actually this year got two, well, we've got a classical singer who's, who's quite famous on the island, a young man by the name of Luke Cumberbatch. They're going to come along and sing some songs from the musicals. So we're going to have a really, really good afternoon as well.
Salvation Army Corps Sergeant Major Roy Williams talking about Christmas Day for lonely, homeless and vulnerable islanders held at Pyle Street in Newport tomorrow. If you know someone who you think could benefit, you can contact Rod or Lillian by calling 526 312. Well, that's it for the Isle of Wight today for now. Don't forget our website, iwradio.co.uk. Go there for advice on how to protect your property from flooding, especially important if you live around the areas in the Eastern Yar. And we'd love to hear your comments on all of our stories as well. iwradio.co.uk. More at 2, but for now, that's the latest. I'm Chris Browning.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.